弟兄姐妹喜乐
Joy to you all.
好像没有什么回应
Seems like there's no response.
你们习惯听这个用平安来问候啊、
Perhaps you are used to the greeting with peace.
我再问一次，大家回应大声一点啊！弟兄
，Perhaps I greet you once more. I hope to have a better response.
弟兄姐妹，喜乐
！Joy to you all.
好极了，谢谢。
Great.
为什么一般的牧师啊，弟兄姐妹啊，都用平安来向大家请安呢？
What was the reason why most of the pastors and lead brothers, they usually greet each other with shalom, peace?
有没有谁可以回答这个问题?
Can anyone answer this question?
大家有点跟我有一点这个怎么讲交流好不好?
Why don't we have a better interaction with me? Is it possible that I can have somehow interaction with you all?
哪一位回答这个问题?这个问题你不会回答错的,所以你不要怕回答错了,不好意思。
So I'm seeking an answer from the congregation. Can you just answer? There's no right or wrong answer.
好,那位弟兄举手。
Because many people, we don't have peace in our heart.
很好的回答。
A great answer.
啊，那么最没有平安的时候，就是耶稣刚刚被钉十字架的时候，那个时候的基督徒最没有平安。
And actually, Christians lost all of their peace is at the time right after Jesus' crucifixion.
那个时候，大家看耶稣这么好这么伟大的一个教师都被这个罗马政权钉死在十字架上了所以都很紧张很害怕
So when people realize even such a great teacher like Jesus has been crucified on the cross
尤其是耶稣的门徒啊，因为他们的主被钉十字架了那么他们是跟随这个人的跟随者啊，当然会受连累的。
And especially to Jesus' followers, they were terrified that their teacher, their great master, has been crucified on the cross.
所以他们就秘密的聚会。
And therefore they held a gathering secretly.
他们跟随主已经三年多了他们知道主是这么的爱他们他们不能够离弃主但是他们又怕罗马政权的迫害
They have followed Jesus for more than 3 years. They know he's a great teacher and yet they realize how cruel is the Roman government and his military.
所以他们就还是聚会但是把门窗都关得紧紧的不让外面的人知道。
So they still hold the meeting, they still held the meeting together, and yet they have done it secretly, and they have closed all the windows and doors, so no one will know they were holding a meeting.
但是突然间，没有人开门，也没有人开窗子，耶稣就在他们当中出现了。
And yet, all of a sudden, without anyone opening the window nor the door, Jesus appeared in the midst of them.
第一句话就是向他们说，愿你们平安。
The very first word Jesus uttered, saying, peace be with you.
所以大家就跟随耶稣用愿你平安来做一个问候祝福的话。
And therefore, all the disciples of Jesus follow his footstep and start to greet one another with peace be with you.
今天我们坐在这里敬拜神，有没有怕人迫害的原因？
And yet, when we are gathering here, holding a worship together, do we still have a fear, that afraid someone will come to take away our worship rights?
我们不但没有关门，我们敞开大门，而且刚才听你们说，还要到社区去传福音，还要拉人来。
Not only we didn't close the door, we opened our door wide. And not only that, we are even hoping to outreach to the community and asking people to come.
我们主已经从死里复活了。
That our Lord is a Lord risen from the dead.
他在世上复活之后，在世上有40天之久，然后升天。
After his resurrection, he appeared his new life on this earth more than 40 days, then he returned to heaven.
他离开世界要到父那里去之前说了一段话。
Before his departure to back to his heavenly father, he said his last words.
他说你们要去使万人做我的门徒。
He said, go and make the all the people his disciple.
那么这就是刚才你们所说的要敞开大门向这个社区传福音的原因。
And this is exactly why your prayer mentioned that we need to open our doors and outreach to the community.
那么我们基督徒向人家传福音，如果是很拘束、很害怕、很忧愁的话，福音能不能广传呢？
So if we Christians, we try to ask people to come with downcast face and with a lot of worry, are we able to outreach others and asking people to come?
我们信主的人就是已经有主的生命，主的生命有喜乐这个特质在里面的。
Once we believe in the Lord, we have Lord's life in us. That one of the attributes of Lord's life is joy.
那么而且主告诉我们，他赐给我们的喜乐是没有人能夺去的。
And not only that, Jesus said the joy he gave to us that no one can take it away.
换句话说，主赐给我们的喜乐跟世上的快乐是完全不相同的。
And therefore, the joy that our Lord has given to us is different from the happiness of the world.
我们有时候解释这个快乐的意思啊，就是很快过去就会过去的喜乐。
And sometimes when we explain what happiness is about, it's a fast disappearing joy.
那么主所赐给我们的喜乐，因为是他的喜乐，所以不会离开我们的，不会受环境的影响。
And yet, the joy that we receive from our Lord and won't be, it's a kind of joy, it's everlasting and won't be changed by our surrounding.
所以每一个基督徒都应该把你的喜乐，主赐给你的喜乐显出来，来吸引人。
And therefore, every Christian, we should have a desire to show others that the everlasting joy inside of us.
好，所以我很喜欢用喜乐来问候大家，一方面就是提醒大家主赐给我们这个生命是喜乐的生命。
And therefore, it's my desire to greet one another with joy because we have a joy that giving from the Lord.
好，今天我要跟大家分享的主题就是可以在审判的日子坦然无惧。
And today I would like to share with you a message that how to be confident on the day of judgment.
主第一次来我们这个世界是带来救恩。
The very first time when Jesus came to this earth, he came and brought us salvation.
也就是把恩典的种子撒出来，撒在这个世界上。
That is, he came and scattered the seeds of salvation and grace.
那么他说他还要再来，他怎么去，他就要怎么来。
And he said he's going to come back again. How he depart, he's going to, in the same way, he's going to return.
然后他第二次再来就不是带救恩来了，他是要带审判来。
However, the second coming of his return, he will come with judgment.
那么也就是他撒出去的种子，他要来找收成。
And therefore, he's coming back and seeking for the result and the harvest of the seed he has sown.
那么他再来是什么时候呢？他第一次来降生，在旧约有很多预言。
So when is he coming back? Of course, we understand there are many prophecies about his first coming in the Old Testament.
但是他第二次来，他就没有告诉我们什么时候，哪一天来。
However, he did not mention when and exactly what day he will return the second time.
他的门徒曾经问过他，但是他说连他都不知道，唯有只有父知道这个日子。
Some of his disciples questioned Jesus regarding his returning day. And Jesus answered, I do not know, only my heavenly Father know.
为什么他不让我们知道他再来的这个日子呢？
Is there any reason that Jesus refused to let us know the day he will return?
就是要让我们警醒度日，准备，天天都做准备，他来审判我们。
Is that so we will be alert and prepared that he may return any day?
啊，虽然没有说确定的日子哪一天来，但是圣经有给我们一些预兆。
Though he did not say what exact day he will return, and yet there are some prophecies and some signs will appear before his returning.
好，我们看一段圣经，就是路加福音21章第十一节，这两节圣经。
So let us turn to Gospel of Luke, and let us read these two verses here.
我来念啊，当时，这个当时就是说耶稣要再来的那个时刻。耶稣对他们说，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹从天上显现。
Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nations, and the kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famine, and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. Jesus was talking about the date of his returning.
那么我们看报纸，看电视，看新闻，我们都看到现在的世上发生许多，就像刚才我们读圣经，读的那个耶稣再来的预兆的现象。
If we turn on our television or read newspapers, it's not hard for us finding out that we are seeing all the signs recently.
啊，以前我看圣经，我不太了解民要攻打民是什么意思。
In the past, I always wonder what does it mean, people against people.
啊，国攻打国就是两国打仗啊。
Of course, it sounds reasonable, kingdom against kingdom.
啊，民，自己国家的人民跟自己国家的人民打起来了。啊，那么现在我们看到有很多国家就是有这种现象。
And yet, the scriptures say people will rise against people within the same nation. And now we realize when we look at, read into newspapers, we find out there are many, many things like this happening around the world.
啊，许多的天灾人祸是越来越频繁了。
And we see, much more natural, calamities happening.
啊，那么我们应该有一个危机意识。
And now we should have a sense of urgency.
耶稣再来的时候要审判，我们在审判台前要如何被审判呢？
When Jesus comes again, he is going to come as a judge. And how may we stand before his judgment seat?
而且圣经特别说他的审判要从神的家开始。
And not only that, the scripture says the judgment will start from the house of God.
所以我们是神的家，我们应该 别人更加的警醒。
And we are considered the house of God, and therefore we must have even more alert and more, having a more serious sense of urgency.
啊，那么圣经告诉我们，在审判台前可以坦然无惧，这是多么好的消息。
And now the scripture, told us that we may have confidence before the judgment. How great this is.
啊，在审判台前，不知道弟兄姐妹有没有人上过法院，在被法官审判过。
I wonder how many of you have gone to the court and been interrogated, been questioned by the judge.
啊，你如果在审判，在法官前面被审判的时候，
If you are questioned before the judge,
你一定心里面在想，我如何能够被审判之后而不被惩罚。
All you have in mind, most likely, is how may I get away after all the questionings? How can I have a guilt-free and, feeling after the judgment?
啊，那么圣经，我们今天要看的这些圣经，就是告诉我们主再来的时候，我们在他审判台前要怎么样可以不被惩罚，可以坦然无惧。
Now this is the message that we are going to share today. That how may we have to stand in confidence before the Lord during the judgment time?
那么，约翰一书四章从第七节到十七节这段圣经，就是把可以在审判台前坦然无惧的原因的方法的内容告诉我们了。
John, First John chapter one, chapter four from verse 7 to 17 is the part of passage tells us how may we stand in confidence before the judgment.
我来念这段圣经啊，亲爱的弟兄，亲爱的弟兄啊。我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。凡认识耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱。住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
So I will read from First John chapter 4 verse 7 to 17. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we may live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son as an atonement sacrifice for our sin. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus.
好，那么最后这节圣经啊，中文是这样说的：这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。那么把这个可以坦然无惧在审判台前的前面这句话就是一个结论。
So verse 17 conclude, how may we stand with confidence on the judgment day? That this is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus.
那么这个结论呢，就是爱在我们里面得以完全，那么我们就可以坦然无惧。那么爱在我们里面怎么可以完全呢？就是前面那十六节圣经所说的。
So the conclusion is that in order to have confidence that we must have a love be made complete among us. And how may we have a love being made complete? That it's all being expressed from the previous 16 verses.
我们一听到爱啊，我们会觉得这个字我们很熟悉。
When we hear the word love, it sounds like a very familiar word to us.
但是圣经里面所讲的爱跟我们平时脑筋里面所想的那个爱是有很大的区别的。
However, the word love mentioned in Bible is totally different from what we used to think.
啊，在我们刚才读的圣经的前两节，就是第七、第八节那边说什么呢？啊，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生的，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So from the very first two verses, we mentioned that for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
这里所说的爱，跟我们人世间普通的人所想象的爱是有很大分，完全不同的。
The word love mentioned here is totally different from the love we used to think of this world.
说神就是爱，神是爱。
It says God is love.
神的本质，这里说到的本质就是爱。
The very basic essence of God is love.
那么神是爱这三个字把整本圣经都包括进去了。
The three words, God is love, actually conclude the entire scripture.
也把这整个宇宙包进去了。
And actually, it's the expression of the entire universe.
神为什么创造宇宙万物？
What was the reason that God created universe?
因为爱。
Because love.
神为什么造人？
Why God create human being?
就是爱。
Because of love.
有一首诗歌，好像我在你们这里听过的，说为什么草会绿，花会香，太阳会温暖。 那个姊妹好像是不是你唱的？不是。
A hymn goes like this. Why the grass is green? Why the sky is blue? Why the flower, express its beauty?
因为爱。
It's all because of love.
因为神的爱，而这些草会绿，花会香，太阳会温暖。
It's all because of love, and therefore the grass is green, the flower gives its fragrance, and, sun gives warmth.
而神造人是按照他的形象和样式造的。
And men were created according to God's image.
所以他要用人来向万物表达他的爱。
And therefore he used human as a way to express his love to all his creation.
所以只有人有可能能够享受跟认识神的爱。
And therefore only human being is capable to enjoy and love God's love.
这里告诉我们说爱是从神来的，那个意思就是爱的源头是神。
It mentioned that love comes from God, and therefore it indicates God is the source of love.
啊，而且他说，凡有爱心的都是由神而生的。
And mentioned that everyone who loves has been born of God.
爱是生出来的，不是造出来的。
And therefore, love has been born. It's not something being created.
神造人的时候，没有把爱在的造在他里面。
When God created mankind, He didn't create love inside of man.
神把他的形象和样式，就是爱的形象、爱的样式，放在人的里面。
When He created, He created the image of mankind according to his own and putting the attribute of love in there.
那么他又说差他的独生子到世间来使我们借着他可以得到爱。怎么借着他得到爱呢？
Then this is how God showed his love among us. How?
就是我们从圣灵生，就是耶稣的生命进到我们里面的时候，我们就有了神的爱。
That is when we were born of spirit because of his son, then now we possess the love from God.
约翰福音一章十三节这里说，这等人就是从神生，就是信耶稣的人，就是得救的人，得永生的人，不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
John chapter 1 verse 13, and this type of person, that is the person with a love, with the attribute of love, is not born of flesh, not born of carnal desire, but rather was born of God.
好，那么神他的生命进到我们里面，就把神的本质爱带到我们生命里面来了。
So when we were born of God, then and then therefore we have the essence of God from Him.
但是很可惜的，就是亚当夏娃受了魔鬼的欺骗。
Unfortunately, Adam and Eve were deceived by Satan.
啊，他们就违背了神。
They rebelled and go against God's way. And went against God's way.
把神这个爱的形象破坏了。
They destroyed the image of love from God.
所以亚当的第一生的第一个儿子是个什么样的人？
And therefore, the very first son born of Adam Eve is a particular type of person. Do you know?What type of person he is?
那因为
Anyone remember?
回答我一下，我们有点交流。
I hope I can create some interaction here.
啊
？Who is?
该隐，该隐是怎么样的人
？So what type of person is Cain?
杀人凶手。
He's a murderer.
他不但没有爱。
Not only he did not have love.
他把他弟弟杀掉了。
He even murdered his own brother.
所以人堕落了，把神爱的形象破坏了。
And therefore, due to the fall of man, we have destroyed the image of love.
那么神要把他的生命是一个圣洁的生命放在我们里面之前，他要做一件事情。
And therefore, before God placed the attribute of holiness back to human being, he needs to do something before that.
他就是差他的儿子为我们做挽回祭。
That he has sent his only son to become the atoning sacrifice for us.
罗马书三章二十六节那里说，神设立了耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
God present Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because of his forbearance. He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
这个中文叫做挽回祭，这个挽回祭到底是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean atonement, the word atonement?
啊，那么刚才我们读的这节圣经很清楚地告诉我们，是凭着耶稣的血，耶稣的血在哪里流出来的？在十字架流出来的。
And through the scripture we realized atonement was paid by the price of his blood. And where is the blood coming from? It's coming from the cross.
耶稣上十字架之前三次流泪的祷告，恳切的祷告。
Before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed earnestly three times.
三次祷告的内容都是相同，差不多相同的。
With the similar prayer, all of his three prayers.
他三次祷告求什么？
What did he ask in his prayers?
不会不知道吧？哪一位回应一下
？Can people respond? What did he pray before he went to the cross?
大声一点，把苦杯撤去。
Can you take away this cup away from me?
三次流泪的祷告。
Three times he shed his tears and asking to take God to take away this cup of bitterness. Why?
为什么？我们的主，我们他这么的与神亲近啊，他三次为一件事情，就是把这个苦杯撤去。苦杯撤去就是不要上十字架的意思。
Why Jesus did that? He had such intimate relationship with God the Father, and yet he asked three times to ask God to take away this cup of bitterness.Which means not going to the cross.
为什么我们进一步的去想，为什么我们的主这么畏惧，这么不愿意，这么想求神把这个十字架不要让他上去，为什么？为什么
？So we need to ask why? Why did he not?Want to go to the cross and ask God to take away this cup. Why?
大家有看过那个
Passion of Christ,
那个中文名字我忘记了。
耶稣受难。
耶稣受难那个电影有很我相信很多人都看到。
I believe many of you have watched the movie, The Passion of the Christ.
对不对？哎呀那个很多人看了都痛哭，很多人不信主的都流泪，因为耶稣受鞭打，那个血这样流，哎呀，真是很痛苦，很痛苦。
I believe many of you couldn't bear watching the movie because indeed Jesus was going through a lot of suffering, a lot of whipping and punishment.
是不是耶稣怕受这些苦？
Is it because Jesus was afraid to suffer pain physically?
不是。
No, it's not.
是不是有人说上十字架是很羞辱的，那个衣服全部剥光光的，我们看我们看那个相片是有一块布遮住它，其实没有的。
嗯， oh, of course, maybe people say it's because it's so shameful that you need to, you will be stripped naked to be hang on the cross. Perhaps when we watch the movie, the person was naked, and yet with a little cloth here to cover his private part. In reality, there is, the criminal being crucified was stripped naked, totally.
啊，这个羞辱跟那个身体受伤害是一样的，很痛苦的。
Of course, this is the same degree of pain as like physical pain.
是不是主怕这个羞辱？
Is it because Jesus was afraid going under go such suffering, such shame?
不是。
No.
那么十字架是很可怕的刑罚，是使人死在上头，而且是慢慢的死。
Of course, crucifixion is truly a very cruel type of punishment.That people die on the cross slowly and gradually.
是不是主怕死？
Is it because our Lord, he was afraid of death?
不是。
No.
那到底他为什么要三次祷告，求神把这个苦杯撤去，不要让他上十字架？
Then what was the reason he begged and prayed to God to take away this cup?
有人回答我好不好？
Can people answer, please?
大声一点。对。
To be separate from God the Father.
对了一半。
Half right.
不是与神分开。
It's not separate from the Lord.
不但是与神。
Not only be separate from the Lord.
是被神离弃。
But to be despised.By the Lord,
分开跟离弃有很大的差别。
And there's a difference being separated and being forsaken by God.
我每年去中国宣教，我要离家的时候，我太太有点舍不得，尤其我那个孙女，她很跟我很好。哎呀，公公不要去，都叫我不要去，因为分离的确是难过的事情。
Each year when I plan to go to a mission trip to China, the separation between the family is always hard, and especially my, granddaughter always, pulling my hand and say, Grandpa, don't go, because separation is indeed is, quite painful.
离弃除了分开之外还是被唾弃。
However, forsaken, besides,An element of separation, but there's an element of despise.
就是这个儿子吃喝嫖赌，没有坏事不做，而且怎么讲都不听。
It's like a rebellious son. No matter how you try to encourage and try to teach him, try to guide him, and he would turn off his ears.
怎么教他，怎么处罚他，都没有用。
No matter whatever way you have exercised, and he just ignore you.
最后，你给我滚，不要在我家里面，离开我，不要让我看见。这个叫离弃。
And at the end, you couldn't stand, and you say, get out of this house. I no longer have you as a son. Get out of my house. And this is considered forsaken.
主在十字架怎么说？我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he said, "My God, my God, why do you forsake me?"
大家注意，主耶稣第一次称呼天父是神，他不再敢称呼他是父。
Please pay attention. This is the very first time Jesus called God the Father God instead of Abba Father.
从 时间还没有开始，从亘古一直到永远永恒，圣父跟圣子的关系是密切到我们想都想不到的。
From before the beginning of time until the eternity, the intimate relationship between God the Father and Jesus is so intimate that's beyond our imagination.
但是他在十字架断气之前那一刻，他要被神离弃，说我不要再看见你。
And yet before Jesus' last breath on the cross, before God forsaken him,
那是圣子没有办法忍受的悲哀和痛苦。
And that's the kind of pain that the Holy Son that couldn't bear.
他犯了什么罪？
What sin did he commit?
他做了什么坏事？
What wrong has he done?
一件都没有。
None.
全部是你我的罪压在他身上。
It's all because of your sins and my sin being cast upon him.
我们应该被神一脚踹开，我不要你这个人，你犯罪作恶，百劝不听。
We should have been the one being forsaken by God because we are the one being rebellious against God and we have never listened to his advice.
我们的主不要我们受这个痛苦，他去受。
That our Lord doesn't want us to go through such forsakening process and yet he took our place so that he will bear the punishment for us.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？这是全宇宙当中最凄惨的呼唤。
The altar Jesus gave, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Is the worst and the most painful cry of the universe.
是因为他要挽回我们，从神的离弃，把我们挽回过来，放到神的爱里面。
Because he is the one and tried to be the atonement sacrifice for us.So that we may, in order to be returned back to God's kingdom house.
也只有他有资格，有能力把我们挽回过来。
And only he has the right and ability in order to help us to get back to God.
因为他是真正没有罪的，没有瑕疵的羔羊。
Because he is the true sinless and pure lamb without any blemish.
而且因为他是百分之百的神，又是百分之百的人。
And not only that, he is 100% God and 100% man.
所以他能够从死里复活，因此而我们被称义。
And therefore, he was able to be risen from the dead, and therefore we can be called righteous because of him.
神要把爱这个生命放到我们里面。
God want to place the attribute of love into our life.
先让他的独生子来献上挽回祭。
That he needs to place his son as the atonement sacrifice for us.
把我们从神的震怒之下，从神的离弃之中挽回来。
That we may be saved from God's wrath and forsakening.
这样我们就能够把这个爱的生命接到我们的生命里面来。
Then we have a channel and right to receive the love of God into our own life.
我们到几点？六点半。那么好，我要快一点了。我们刚才读这段圣经里面三次提到彼此相爱。
The three times in the passage we just read, mentioning that we need to love one another.
我们都知道主给我们的新命令也是彼此相爱。
We realize the new command God, Jesus gave to us is to love one another.
那么 我们在教会里面也常常听牧师啦，弟兄姐妹分享这个主题，我们要彼此相爱。
And we hear such a message often in the church from pastors and brothers and sisters that we need to love one another.
但是我们要注意。
And yet we need to pay attention.
我们彼此相爱的这个爱不是一般的爱。
That we must understand the love we use to love one another is not the worldly love.
是从神来的，经过耶稣基督进到我们里面那个爱的生命。
But rather the life, the source of love comes from Jesus Christ.
为什么我要加这个说明呢？
Why I add this annotation to this?
因为其他的宗教也讲爱。
Because all other religions,they all talk about love.
台湾这个佛教有一个叫做慈济功德会。
There is a Buddhism organization in Taiwan.
他们也讲大，他们讲他们的爱是大爱。
They talk about the love they have. They call themselves great love.
全世界哪里有灾难，他们就把钱把物资送过去。
They will give their resources and donate it to different parts of the world wherever there's a need.
啊，他们说是大爱的意思就是说不用报酬的。
When they say this is great love, that means I give without any asking any return.
所以中国这个中国这个共产党的政权最喜欢慈济的这个救济。
And therefore, the Communist Party in China, mainland China, they actually, love to receive the donation from the Buddhism organization in Taiwan.
啊，他们不但没有条件，他们把东西扔下就走了。
Not only they do not ask for anything return,they will bring the resource and place it and they will leave.
四川大地震那年我正好去灾区去短宣。
During the great earthquake in China just a few years ago, it happened to be the time I went to China for mission.
那个这个慈济送了很多东西丢下就走，但是我们教会就不同了。
Buddhism organization, they brought a lot of resources and donated, they placed in the local place and they took off. And yet, church is different. What's different?
为什么呢? 因为中国是一胎制。
And why is that? Because there is a one-child policy in China.
父母一死掉，那个小孩子是真正的孤儿。
So, when the parents die, the only child left is truly becoming an orphan.
怎么说呢？没有兄弟姐妹。
Because, what does it mean? Because the child won't have any sibling.
没有叔叔伯伯。
There won't be any uncle and aunts.
没有姑姑姨姨。
There's no relatives.
真的孤苦伶仃啊。
It truly becomes the only one in the world without any family.
那么教会的弟兄姐妹呢，就有很多留下在那边照顾他们。
And yet the brothers and sisters from church, they actually stayed there and tried to raise them.
好，我不能细说。那么回教也讲弟兄姐妹要彼此相爱，而且讲得非常的厉害。
And actually, when we talk about Muslim, they also talk about, love one another, and to a very extreme degree, even.
那个波士顿爆炸案被逮到的那个弟弟，你知道他怎么说吗？
Do you know the brother being caught, in the Boston bombing, when he was caught, do you know what did he say?
他说啊，一个回教的弟兄受伤害，就是全体的回教弟兄受伤害。
He said, a harm experienced by one Muslim brother, the entire Muslim world, the brotherhood suffered.
所以所有的回教的弟兄都要起来为那个受伤害的弟兄报仇。
And therefore, the brotherhood of the entire Muslim will rise up against whoever hurt the single Muslim brother.
所以他们用那个土制的炸弹在那边爆炸。
And therefore they made their homemade bomb and tried
炸死了三个人200多人受伤。
And ignite the explosion and killed many and hurt hundreds.
那是他们彼此相爱的结果。
And this is the result and expression of loving one another in Muslim.
那么基督的爱有什么不同呢?
And then what's the difference and uniqueness of the love from Christ?
基督的爱无条件的。
That there's unconditional.
他来为人死是为什么人死?
When Christ came to the world, he died. And whom did he die for?
为那些很有钱、很有学问、很高尚的人吗?
Did he die for those who are wealthy, well-educated, or high-class people?
神爱世人，他所爱的那个世人是那些很可爱的世人吗？
When the scriptures say God loves the world, did he just love those people who are adorable?
不是
lovable?
他爱全世界的人。
No, he loved the entire world.
甚至那些反对他的、顶撞他的、唾弃他的人，他也爱。
Even those who denied him, rebelled against him, or turned away from him.He also loves them.
那么基督的爱是有大能的。
And there's a great power, from the love of Christ.
这个爱能够改变人的生命。
This love can change one's life.
基督的爱是不改变的。
That the love of Christ is never changing.
我们人的爱是常常会改的。
The love from human, our love always changes.
人的爱是自私的，基督的爱是完全不自私的。
Our love is selfish, and yet the love from Christ is selfless.
我昨天还是前天看报纸，那个伊利诺大学有一个中国学生把他的女朋友杀掉了。
Just the day before yesterday, I read the newspaper. There was a student from China.Killed his girlfriend, in the University of Illinois.
我爱你，爱你，你也要爱我。你如果我爱你，你不爱我，我就把你杀掉。
So in his mind, I love you, and I need to have love returned from you. If you don't love me anymore, I will kill you.
这就是人的爱。
And this is the love of a human.
基督的爱是不止息的。
And yet, the love of Christ is never ending, never fail.
不但不变，它也不会失败，也不会停止。
Not only there is no changing, it will also never cease.
而且基督的爱是最温馨的。
And not only that, the love from Christ is the most dearest.
绝对没有暴力的成分在里面。
There is no violence involved.
好，我需要加紧一点。好了，那么我们要跳到这个好，爱在我们里面得以完全，我们才能够在审判前面坦然无惧。
So love must be made complete in us so that we may be confident before the judgment.
这里圣经说爱在我们里面得以完全，就是完全就是充分成熟的意思。
What does it mean complete? That means being fully mature.
神的爱
being perfect.
神的生命进到我们里面，这个生命会长的。
And therefore, when the life of Christ enters into our life, the life will grow.
这个生命，这个爱的表现越来越成熟，越来越完满，到了一个地步，完全没有缺陷了，完全没有不成熟的部分了。
So the love will start to grow. The expression of love will start to become mature and mature.To a point, it becomes the fullness of love without any blemish.
啊，所以律法，主耶稣解释说，他的总纲就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神，并且爱人如己。
So when Jesus conclude the entire law of Moses to be love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, with all of your mind.
这个尽就是达到百分之百的意思，也就是完全的意思。
So what does it mean the word all means? That means you have completed, you have perfected.
我们虽然有主的生命，有神的爱的生命住在我们里面。
Though we have the life of Christ dwell in us.
我们自己凭着自己没有那个能力发挥到尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的。
We are still, if we are using our own strength, we will hinder, the expression of love. It is impossible for us to love with perfection.
所以这里说在17节这里面说啊，他如何我们在世上也如何，这个他就是耶稣基督。
So the verse 17 saying we need to be like Christ.
啊，这个我看的英文啊是说 because as he is, so are we in this world.
So verse 17 say, because as he is, so are we in this world.
把它用一句简单的中文来翻译，用我的方法来讲，就是视他所视。
So to summarize, with this, is that be as he is.
啊，他是什么样子，我们也是那个样子。
So whatever he is, that we need to be as well.
因为中间我们跳了 一段时间的缘故，他住在我们里面，我们也住在他里面，所以他是什么，我们也是什么。
And because he dwells in us, we also dwell in him. And therefore, whatever he is, we are.
啊，这个好，不能超过时间。所以基督的生命参透在我们的理智、感情和意志里面。
And therefore, the life of Christ permeates every area of our life, including our mind and our emotion.
啊，所以他的爱就成为我们生活的目标导向。
And therefore, his love becomes the goal and the direction of our life.
啊，这样呢，就成为这个保罗所说的，不再是我，乃是基督。
And therefore, it summarized as what Paul says, it's no longer I live, but Jesus lives in me.
啊，这就是视他所视的。
And this is what be as he is.
我们做不到尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神，但是基督做到了。
We are not able to love all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our soul, but Jesus did.
啊，那么我视他所视，我就站在一个能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神的立场里面了。
And because I am who he is, and therefore I'm in a position like in him.
啊，我们常常听人教导说我们要效法基督，对不对？
And many times we heard the word saying we should be like Jesus.
啊，我们要效法他，我们不是效法他的行为。
When we want to be like Jesus, it's not we should have the same behavior like Jesus.
啊，我们他的行为我们效法不来的。
Because there's no way to follow Jesus' behavior. Because we couldn't do it.
Yeah. 我们效法就是只有视他所视。
The only way to be like him is to have the same essence like him.
啊，我举个例子啊。
Let me give you an example.
对不起，我要超过一点时间。大家都去过农村吧。
I believe many of you have visited countryside.
啊， 我常常在中国都是去农村看到他们农人养的鸡啊鸭子。
I have visit a countryside often in China and I have seen those peasants they raise chickens and ducks.
那个鸡跟鸭刚刚从那个蛋孵出来的时候分不开的，两只小鸡跟小鸭看起来是，你不仔细看它的脚你不知道哪只鸡哪只是鸭的。
In the farm or farmland when the little ducks was broke out of shell and the little chicks broke out of shell, you really couldn't tell them apart. You really couldn't tell whether they're ducks or chicken unless you watch their feet.
可是呢他跟着这个鸡妈妈鸭妈妈在那里找东西走到一滩水的前面。
And the ducks will follow the duck's mother and the chickens will follow chicken's mother and they really couldn't tell apart only until they approach a pond.
那么那个鸭子啊就会跳到水里面哔哔啪啪在玩水。
And the little duckling will start to play with water with their feet.
那个小鸡啊就站在水旁边啾啾啾望水兴叹。
And the little chicks will stand next to the water and they can only watch the water and they couldn't get into the water and play.
你要教鸡游泳永远教不会的。
And no matter how you want to teach chicken to swim, it's an impossible task.
我们如果仍然是亚当的生命居住在我们里面，我们要表现耶稣的基督的行为，那是绝对不可能的事。
If we still have possessed the life from Adam and we want to follow Jesus and behave like him, it is an impossible task.
所以我们要视他所视，就是说 He is and so we are.
And therefore we must learn and understandAs he is, so we are.
这样爱在我们里面就能够完全，就能够成熟，就能够百分之百的表现出来。
Only through this, love can be made complete in us and mature in us.
这个时候，主再来，我们站在审判台前就可以坦然无惧。
Only then, when Jesus returns,We can stand before the judgment with confidence.
愿主祝福他自己的信息。
May God bless His own word.
把他的话语接受到我们的心里面。
May we receive His words into our hearts.
就即便他今天晚上来，我们站在审判台前也可以坦然无惧。
So even if He comes tonight, we can have confidence before His judgment seat.
谢谢。
Thank you.